on Souche Plus. The disability benefit managed to cover house rent, electricity, and cable television. The money from street work went on drugs. Hairy Mary had never had a budget for food. When things became chaotic, she forgot about the bills. The debt collectors came to the door. She was never at home and never protested. The door was sealed, her belongings removed. Finding a new place to live could be difficult. Then it was a hostel for one or two winters. She was worn out now, completely worn out. The night was bitterly inclement. Hairy Mary was wearing a thigh-length pink skirt, laddered fishnet stockings, and a long silver lamé jacket. She tried to wrap her clothes more snugly around herself, but that wasn't much help. She had to get inside somewhere. The City Mission's night shelter would be the best option, after all. Admittedly, admission was refused to anyone under the influence, but Hairy Mary had been high on drugs for so many years that no one could tell whether she was clean or not. She took a right turn beside police headquarters. The park, surrounding the curved building at Grunlandsleir at 44, was Hairy Mary's place of refuge. Conventional citizens gave it a wide berth. An occasional dark-skinned immigrant with wife and countless children sometimes sat there in the afternoons while the kids kicked a ball about and sniggered in terror at Hairy Mary's approach. The winos were the trustworthy sort. The cops didn't bother her either. It was ages since they'd stopped harassing an honest whore. On this particular night, the park was deserted. Hairy Mary shuffled out from the beam of light shed by the lamp above the entrance gate to Oslo Prison. That night's honestly earned fix was in her pocket. She just had to find somewhere to shoot up. Her steps were on the north side of the police headquarters building. They were not illuminated and never used.
Fuck bloody hell.
Someone had taken the steps. That was where she planned to shoot up her fix. That was where she was going to sit and wait until the heroin had reached a proper balance in her body. The steps around the back of police headquarters, a short stone's throw from the prison wall, those were her steps. Someone had taken them.
Hey, you!
The man made no sign that he had heard her. She tottered closer. Her high heels ground into rotten leaves and dog shit. The man slept like a log. The guy might be good looking. It was difficult to say. Even when she leaned over him, it was too dark. A huge knife was sticking out of his chest. Hairy Mary was a practical creature. She stepped over the man, sat down on the top step, and fished out her syringe. The pleasant, warming feeling she craved hit her before she had got as far as withdrawing the needle. The man was dead, probably murdered. Hairy Mary had seen murder victims before, even if they had never been as expensively dressed as this one. Attacked, probably. Or maybe the guy was a faggot who'd taken too great a liberty with one of those young boys who sold themselves for five times the price of a blowjob from Hairy Mary. She stood up stiffly, swaying slightly. For a moment, she studied the corpse. The man had a glove in his hand. Its partner lay to one side. Without any appreciable hesitation, Hairy Mary crouched down and appropriated the gloves for herself. They were too big, but were real leather with a wool lining. The guy had no more use for them. She pulled them on and began walking to catch the last bus to the night shelter. A scarf lay on the ground a few meters from the body. Hairy Mary had hit the jackpot tonight. She wound the scarf around her neck. Whether it was the new clothing or the heroin that helped, she had no idea. In any case, she did not feel quite so cold. Maybe